Support for the KNKX Studio Sessions comes from People's Bank, working with businesses and families to achieve their financial goals since 1921. People's Bank provides personal banking, business services, and home lending from 25 Western Washington locations. Info at peoplesbank-wa.com. People's Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We have James Hunter Six here in the studio, and it's crowded because we got a whole bunch of our listener circle members in here, and we're ready for a raw and real, wrapped in sweet soul music kind of a set, you guys. So without any further ado, I would like to introduce James Hunter Six at our studio session here at KNKX, and let her rip, guys.
One, two, three.
Everywhere we go, everyone I know said I'm as changed as I can be. You never would have known it's me if that don't tell you that I love you. If you don't know for real, if that don't tell you that I love you, heaven only knows what I will. Every time we meet, I'm falling at your feet. Now hanging on every word, smiling till it hurts. Now if that don't tell you that I love you, oh, if you don't know for real, if that don't tell you that I love you, heaven only knows what I will. It don't take nothing less than an educated guess, well, not to reveal the love I feel for you. Baby, I'm the one who I left my bad old ways behind for something better on my mind. When I turned at a brand new leaf, I was a better man underneath. Them that don't tell you that I love you, if you don't know for real, if that don't tell you that I love you, heaven only knows what I will. If that don't tell you that I love you, oh, if you don't know for real that I love you, heaven only knows what I will.
James Hunter Six in a studio session here at KNKX today on a beautiful March 1st, Ash Wednesday, and we have a host of musicians in here. Number one, our vocalist and guitarist and main songwriter, Mr. James Hunter himself.
Thank you. Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Jonathan Lee is on the drums. Welcome, Jonathan. And Jason is on the bass. Jason Wilson on bass. All right, good deal. They're all agreeing with me. This is so good. Damian Hand on the tenor saxophone. Damian's back there. All right. And Lee Badeau is on the baritone, that beautiful baritone saxophone. And Kyle Kohler is our keyboard player today. So we are ready to have a good time. I really like the new album, and I was reading that you felt that it was like the production was right out of your mind.
He basically takes what's in your head and transfers it to tape, and you've never, which is sounds dodgy, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, had content at least. You know. But he got us better than anyone else has before.
And I like all the new rhythms I'm hearing in there, a little bossa nova, a little, you know, samba. I just felt a lot more of that in the new record.
Yeah, it varies a little bit, yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's because we forget what we're doing halfway through the song. If it sounds all right, we keep it in.
That's right. It's a feature till they fix it, right?
That's right. Yes.
Fantastic. I would like to tell you a story, James, about... at how I first heard of you and the band. Okay, my friend...
It wasn't the wanted poster in the post office, was it?
No,
not that one.
I don't read those. I'm too self-conscious. but we... So my friend Mark Naylor, he's one of my greatest friends. We have done a lot of music seeing and hanging out. And Mark Naylor was walking down a boardwalk in Santa Monica, and he heard Watch and Chain blasting from a store.
Oh, right.
And so he's like, oh, my God, who is that? And he runs inside. He's got to find out who it is. And so he went right down to Amoeba Records and bought the record. And then he went home and played it for me over the phone.
Oh, right.
And I said, oh, my God, this is my people. This is my people.
Oh, nice one.
Yeah. And Mark wanted to know if you had like a secret group, you know, kind of like a band that you don't want anybody to know you liked. His was like the...
yeah, this one.
This one, okay. That's what he wanted to know. All right, so we got that off the docket. You know what? You won't do for your friends, right? And you guys are great friends. You even renamed the band to reflect that unity, the six.
That's right. Well, to reflect how many of them there were. So we that's that way we know if anyone's missing.
That's good. You have to use two hands.
Okay. That's right,
yeah,
yes.
That's the downside.
Could have called him to James Hunt of... Eight.
and we're going to get another song from the wonderful James Hunter Six in our studio session at KNKX. Would you like to introduce it or just...
Yes, certainly. This is called Let the Monkey Ride. One, two, one, two. To leave that girl alone, and if I explained it till the cars came home, you'd never understand how I feel inside. So you'd better get off my back, let the monkey ride. Oh, let the monkey ride. They say you'd better let her go. She's no good to you. Oh, but I couldn't cut her loose if I wanted to. If the truth be told, I never tried. Oh, so you'd better get her off my back. Let the monkey ride. Oh, let the monkey ride. It looks like she's got me hooked. Rest assured, there ain't no cure. I need her soul with a need I know can't be denied. Oh, don't you know she's got a hold of my heart. Oh, but don't wait around for us to drift apart, because I can't get it to be satisfied. Oh, so you'd better get on my back, let the monkey ride. Oh, oh, let the monkey ride. Let the monkey ride. Oh, let the monkey ride. Well, na-na-na-na-na, baby. Oh, baby.
us on our studio session today. And I want to, you know, ask you, I think your vocals are just out of this world. I try to figure out how you sing things when I'm listening to it.
Right.
You know, because especially, was it Heartbreak?
Oh, yeah, all them, they call that melisma when you do loads of, get one.
Sliding around.
Yeah, well, that's right, yeah. Well, you get one syllable and turn it into 27.
You did that.
Yeah, I nicked that off of, I'm not sure, but a lot of singers, a lot of better singers than me do it, so I poached it off them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you put your own stamp upon it.
Yeah, that's and it. Yeah.
I liked it. You know, because it gets more ragged as the song goes on.
Like, yeah,
the heartbreak
it gets a bit more
is just going.
Fraught,
yeah,
yes,
crazy.
Yes.
When's the first time you said? When's the first time you said? You know, I got to keep this up. Or people said you got something there.
Well, I've been at it for about 30 odd years now, and it's only in the last 5 years I learned how to do it. It's a slow learning curve.
Well, you know, everybody's got it. You know, everybody's got one. Were you influenced at all by the Northern Soul scene up in?
Well, I came to it relatively late. It was general, any kind of black music I was into pretty much, you know, enough to varying degrees. But the Northern Soul thing, I came to it slightly late. I mean, I missed the first flash of it when all the Twisted Wheel and, you know, the Wigan Casino, I was about 5 to 10 years too young to have benefited from that. But I got round to it eventually.
It seems like there's more soul coming up right now. You know, Rest Your Soul. You know, Sharon Jones and the Dap
yes.
Kings were just a spectacular band, and and Rest Her Soul. But you know, having you here and just to see soul music played, because that's my favorite. That's that's it. It's got to move your soul meter, and you absolutely do that. So we're gonna look at another song from the new album. Yeah,
this one's called A Truer Heart.
A Truer Heart.
One, two, one, two, three. If the road you travel is taking you nowhere, steps and I'll be right there. If all you find is misery, bring it on home to me. If you never find a true heart than mine, you may find your treasure any way you please, but if you can't weather those dark and stormy seas, never have to be alone. Just set yourself home. If you never find a true heart than mine, no matter where you roam, you always find a home in the arms of the one you left behind. If you got nothing left to show and you let the one know I, you always got a place to go and hang your tears to dry. No matter how long I wait, it'll never be too late. If you never find that you are hot, then
Hunter Six is here on our studio session today. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you that I think is very cool that you did is that you recorded the album live to 8-track.
Yes.
I think that's so courageous and so wonderful, and I love the sound and the immediacy of it.
We regard that as cheating, playing live, because it's much easier. I mean, if you spend about 30 years with the same fellas playing night after night, you kind of get used to doing it by layers is the hardest thing you can do.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, so the biggest expense you could have is just cutting it again.
Absolutely, yes, that's right.
A lot less than dubbing, overdubbing, and redubbing.
Oh, it's murder that bit.
Well, thank you for the live to 8-track recording. Can we fit like one more little song
here?
Yeah.